the mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice. Come on, a living sacrifice. That means you have to do it. That living sacrifice, that means you have to come to the altar. Holy and acceptable unto God. That means you're setting it apart from the world. Amen. Holy and acceptable in the eyes of God. Amen. It's acceptable because it's under the altar. It's being consumed. Holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable. That means we have to do it. We have to bully our body. As Paul said, I bully my body. I put it under subjection daily. Being renewed in the spirit, as sister said, day by day. Amen. On the law of the Lord. Amen. Day by day, daily, he meditates on the law of the Lord. And his delight is in the law of the Lord, and he meditates in this law daily. So it's a daily sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. Be not formed to this world. So be not shapen, be not fashioned to this world, because this world is fashioned under the fallen man. It's fashioned under the prince of this world, Satan. Amen. It's fashioned under a world that is passing away. Be not conformed. But there's a new man that David said, I shall be satisfied. Come on. When I behold his face in righteousness, I shall be satisfied when I awake in his likeness. That's the man that we ought to be fashioned unto. Said in the beginning, let us make man in our own image and in our own likeness. So that to be, that's the conforming that we ought to be. He says, be not conformed to this by the renewing of your mind. By the renewing. Today, it must be renewed by the word of God. It's called the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. So it's, you have to stay and dwell in the presence of the Lord. I sung that song today. Surely the presence of the Lord is here. Come on. Surely the presence of the Lord is here. I can feel his mighty power. Come on. I can feel his mighty power. Hallelujah. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on your face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Hallelujah. Surely the presence of God is in the place, because you're dwelling in the midst of the presence, and God is dwelling in you. So it says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. That means you're being translated to what? To the image of God, not to this world. That means God is delivering us. He's translating us as he has quickened us. When we were dead in trespasses and sin, that means you have been made alive. Amen. That means the light of the knowledge of the glory of God has shined in the face of Jesus Christ, has now shined in your heart. So you have been awakened to his righteousness or to his likeness. And that light that has shined in our heart is shined that we may see the glory of God, that we may see the kingdom of God, that we may be enlightened to this new man, that we are to be translated out of darkness into his marvelous light. That means God is doing it. The Holy Ghost is doing the work in you. Praise God. It's he, God, that worketh inside of you both to will and to do of his good pleasure, that we may be translated by the renewing of our mind. That means let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ. That means let allow the word of God to be written in your inward parts. And David said, created me a clean heart, O Lord. O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Make me to know wisdom in my inward parts. That means write your law. Write your perfect law of liberty in my inward parts, that I might know you. Hallelujah. And Paul said, oh, that I might know him. Hallelujah. The fellowship of his suffering, the power of his resurrection. Praise God. There's a knowing of God, that an understanding that we're coming into, that we're learning, that we are coming into because of what Christ is doing. Be not conformed, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove, come on, what is the good and perfect and acceptable? What is that good and perfect will of God? That means God's will is being perfected inside of you. Amen. And by one sacrifice, he perfected them whom he sanctified. Praise God. Renewing that has to happen. As he told in John chapter said, ye must be born again. In verse chapter 3, what verse is that? Verse 3, Jesus answered as Nicodemus said unto him, verse 2, the same came Jesus the night, Rabbi, this is Nicodemus visiting, and now that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these things, do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. You see, God must be with you. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That means God is with you. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Lo, I will be with you even until the end of the earth. That means you are walking as Enoch walked with God. Come on, God was with him. And God must be with you. God must be with me. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it says, for God is with you. Jesus answered and said unto him, say unto thee, except, come on, a man be born again, kingdom of God. You see, what has to happen to get into this place where we're now being, the light is shining on us that we may see the kingdom of God, we must get in a place that we must be born again. Not of this world, not conformed to this world, but translated. That's the new birth. Being born again. We're being taught this awesome word. That means your eyes of your understanding must be enlightened. It says, except the man be born again, he can see the kingdom of God. You see, there is a vision. An eyes of your understanding must be enlightened. You must see. Praise God, the kingdom of God. And the only way you see the kingdom of God is you must be born by the Spirit. Be able to see. The word says, beholding his face as in a glass. From glory to glory, even as by the Spirit. So the Spirit of God leads a man and opens up his eyes. Understanding. See wisdom, see salvation of the Lord, see the righteousness of God, see the Spirit of God, the fruits of the Spirit. Come on, see the nature of God, see the city of God, the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. To see Mount Zion, my God, that holy place, to see you, praise God, with him, praise God. And so it says, verily I say unto you, you cannot see the kingdom of God. It says, said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter into the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Of course not. That is impossible. That is impossible. Praise God. But the Lord is showing is that, yes, we must be born again. That means we had a birth already into this world. But it's not to stay in this world. It's not to park and plant your flag in this world and say, this is mine and that's yours, us four, no more. That's not what Christ has died for. He did not die for that. Come on. But there's something inside of you. That's the new man inside of you. The hidden man of the heart that he died for. And he says, ye must be born again. Because this world will dissolve with the fervent heat. It shall melt like wax. Come on. Hallelujah. At the presence of the Lord. This place will pass away. The rudiments of this world that we see, it shall be no more at the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. But the Lord says, ye must be born again to come out of this world. He says, come out of her, my people. Praise God. He calls us out into the marvelous light. Come out of her, my people. Hallelujah. And begin to get, hallelujah, in the ark. Because God is going over. God is bringing us into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a praise clap. And it says, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, except be born of water and of the Spirit. You see the two different natures. Born, as we were taught in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Adam was of the earth, earthy. Amen. But the last Adam was of heaven above, was of the quickening spirit. Christ is a quickening spirit. The earthy loves the world. The spirit loves the kingdom, loves God, loves Jesus. Come on. And so there is a difference that we must be separated, that we may discern what is good and that which is evil. Except the man be born again of water and of the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. It's again, chapter 15, it says flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither do it corruption. So this flesh goes back to the dust. As we learn, it's not coming back. God don't want ugly zombies walking around. It's not like a movie. So stop watching those crazy movies they show on TV. Come on. You got to get into the spirit of God and understand that Christ is building a house, hallelujah, eternal, that the scripture was read, that you have a house. Though this earthly house were dissolved, the earthly, come on, though this earthly house were dissolved. So that means you are in this earthly house and you're not born again for to receive your new house. Come on, that means you're under the state of death. As we have taught, as we're being learned, we are under death because we have not been translated, come on, into the marvelous light of God, into eternal life. So this earthly house were to dissolve, we have a building. That's the translation. Come on. You have a building that God builds the house. Come on. If he does not build the house, we labor in vain. But our labor is in the Lord, and we're storing treasures. Come on. We're seeking those things which are above and not on the earth. Hallelujah. And where that house is being built, though this earthly house were dissolved, we have a building of God, not made by hands, eternal in the heavens. Hallelujah, my God. Woo! Praise the name of the Lord. So it's an eternal house. So Christ, God was, the Lord was showing Nicodemus, where I'm talking about eternal things. I'm not talking about the things on this side, but that I'm trying to get you out of. But I'm talking about the things of the Spirit. Come on. That's what we talk about in this church. The things of the Spirit. We understand the carnal things. We have to be reminded that we got to get out of that. Come on. Get out of that. And begin to walk upon that narrow road. Come on. Travelers walking. But my God, you're on that road to righteousness. You're on that holy highway. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me. Come on, thy rod and thy staff keep me on the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Hallelujah. So the scripture is telling us flesh and blood. So there is a, but you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. We cannot enter in that. So Christ has to translate us being born again by the Spirit, because the Spirit, my God, you are not yourselves. We don't even know who we are. We are learning now. God has begin to show us just the inklet, well, that's the word, of who we are. And he gave us an earnest down payment. We only have a down payment of who you really are. Come on. By the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of promise. That's the down payment, because you are his purchased possession. Hallelujah. And the work that he begun in you, the good work, he completed until the day of Jesus Christ. Come on. Right now, you must be translated, not conformed, out carnal into the next, my God, into the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And it says, except a man be born again of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Amen. Ye have been quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. The carnal man, the first man, the first Adam, born in it. The translation, the quickening from that. You are quickened, made alive in the Spirit. And if any man be led by the Spirit of God, the Comforter that came to lead us into all truth, be led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Because his Spirit bear witness with your spirit that you are the Son of God. My God. You are in sonship, as Sister used that awesome word. You are in the sonship of God. That means you are in the family. God, hallelujah. That means you got brothers and sisters you know and love. Hallelujah. That's worshiping the Lord. Hallelujah. That's giving God the glory. That's putting God first. Hallelujah. That stands in the army of God. We might not see the army, but there is an army. Hallelujah. There is an army arrayed in battle. Praise God. Who's fighting the good fight of faith, laying hold to eternal life. And it says, where am I? 7, marvel not. Come on. Christ is awesome. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. That means don't trip. I'm going to use common words now. Don't trip. Don't get it twisted. Don't freak out. Don't worry because you don't know what's going on. Marvel not. Calm down. Relax. Kick back. Just walk by faith and not by sight. Marvel not. Don't get confused in this. It's very simple. Ye must be born again. Not of the flesh, but of the Spirit. And it says, marvel not, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it lies, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it comes, whether it goes. Also, wherever one that is born of the Spirit. So Christ is using the contrast of natural things and spiritual things. And the contrast is that we walk on this side. You don't see the air. The air, it comes in. You breathe it. You breathe it out. You suck it in. You suck it out. You don't see it. You don't know where it's coming. You don't know where it's going. Come on. Even by God, the Holy Spirit, when we're born in life, it's called the life of God. Amen. We walk in the Spirit. We might not see it, but we're in the presence of God. Breathe it, your inner man. Hallelujah. Come on. If any man be in Christ, come on. He is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are made new. And in him we live. Come on. And move and have our being. So that's how we walk by faith. We're walking in the life of God. That's the new nature. The born again nature is the life of God. Hallelujah. Wherefore he's given us great and precious promises, that by these we may be partakers of the divine nature of God. Hallelujah. And that we can only find in the Spirit. In the Spirit is in Christ Jesus. Come on. And all the full head of the Godhead body is poured out in him. And we are complete in him. Because we're in him. And we're moving. And we're walking. And we're worshiping God. And we're praising him. And we're praying fervently. Shedding tears. But we're doing it in the Spirit of God. And he's building the house of God. Hallelujah. He's building a new man inside of you. It's the power of God that quickens my life. I feel good. Jesus. So, and it reads on, and let me close on John. Let's just go to chapter 1, John chapter 1, In closing, so Christ has brought that life. So the conforming, the translation, we're being translated into the life that Christ has brought because we did not have it. We were born in sin. We were put up of this. We were born in this earth, but we in Adam all died. But in Christ all shall be made alive. So in all died. We were as we were taught. We are learning that Adam was the federal represented head of all humanity. And in Adam all died. When he died, we died in Adam. But when Christ, the man, hallelujah, that's from above, that is not of that nature, came down, hallelujah, in the womb of a woman. Praise God, by God. She was quickened. And the Spirit of God quickened her. And Christ, the Son of the King, praise God, came on the scene. Hallelujah. John witnessed it. He said, there's one who's greater than I am, who cometh after me, whose shoes I cannot latch. I baptize you with water, but there's one, hallelujah, who baptized you with Holy Ghost and with fire. Come on. That means John was saying, my God, this Savior of the world has come, praise God, to give us a new life. Give us a new nature, and by the Holy Ghost consume the old nature. Hey, and this, where am I? In the beginning, I'm just going to read for time's sake because I want to pass it. In the beginning, was and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Next verse, the same was in the beginning with God. All things that were made by him, without him there was nothing made that was made. Come on, truth. Without him. That means the world, the universe, stars, even the universe is growing. The planets, you, I, the water, the earth, the sea, the air, the ants, animals, everything, you name it. So how can we say, who are you, God? Who are we? And nothing but dust. Come on. I make that disclaimer. He's made all things. Hallelujah. Not anything made that was made. Come on. So tune in to the next channel. Hallelujah. Of the Bible. My God. I feel good. It says in him was life. Life was the light of men. In him, Christ was life. That means we had no life. We were dead, and Christ saw the poverty of men, and we were dead. But when Christ came, when he died, we died. But when we rose from the grave, when he rose from the grave, I said, when he rose from the grave, Buddha did not raise, Muhammad did not raise, but Jesus Christ, the living God, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He rose from the grave. And he rose from the grave. You and I that were in him, we rose with him also. Hallelujah. And because he said, I come to give life more abundantly. That means it does not end. It extends. It's eternal as he is eternal. Everlasting. Thou art God. So if Christ has the life of God and he's putting it in us, where are we in that? Come on. Sit on that one. Where are we in that? In him was life. The life was the light of men. So the life, the eternal life, as we were taught, we're being shown, that God has immortality within himself. The only wise God, immortal, eternal, amen, forever and ever. If God has everything in Christ, Christ is to give what we never had, what we did not have. He became sin that we might become. Come on, he became that we might become the righteousness of God. And he come to bring life and life more abundantly. And he come to bring many sons back unto glory. So you must be in the spirit to stand before the Father of spirits in glory. My God. In him was life. Life was the light of man. But Christ had to do something when he came and brought this life. What did he do? He abolished death. Woo! He abolished death. The bars of thunder. Put an end to sin. He came and abolished death. And he brought life and light and immortality to light through the gospel. That means he shined that big eternal light through the gospel in your heart. Hallelujah. That you may be enlightened to see the glory of God. Hallelujah. To see the inheritance that God has in store for you. There's an inheritance. Jesus. And he was life. And the light was the light of men. Go on, next verse. Next verse. And the light shined in darkness. See? The light shined in our darkness. And the darkness comprehended not. They didn't comprehend. And right now, some of us even don't comprehend today. They confused. The world is confused. But they comprehended it not. They didn't understand this light. Because Christ had not died yet. Amen. It says, there was a man sent of God whose name was John. See, the witness. John the witness. John Baptist. The same came for witness to bear witness of the light. That all men through him might believe. That all men. So he pointed away the lamb slain from before the foundation of the world. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. Next verse. That was the true light which lighted up every man that cometh into the world. That means how that's the Spirit of God. It must quicken you, enlighten you. Amen. Abode in you. And it says, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. And the world still doesn't know some of the world. But that's okay. He's calling out a people for his name. Amen. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Next verse. But here's where I'm going. But, see, but, the but, that's Pastor say, this is a good word. But, as many, come on, as received him, come on, as many as received him, do you receive him today? I said, do you receive him today? Is he your God? Is he your Lord? As many as received him, to them, that means to you, to me, to them, gave he power to become the Son of God, even to them that believe on his name, because the word Paul was sent to go far among the Gentiles, to find believers, to find those that will believe upon his name. Hallelujah. They didn't see the multitude that was to come. They didn't see the army that God is rising up. That's you and I. Hallelujah. To them that believe upon his name. Next verse. And I'm going to end with this. Which were born, not nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Hallelujah. But of God. That is what we're being taught. This new birth. We're being translated. It's not an earthly thing. It's not a thing of this world. It's heavenly. Because Christ is from above. He came out of the bosom of the Father. Hallelujah. And he came to find his sons. Find them. Quicken them. Dunk them in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And them out. Hallelujah. Bring them out. Leaping and shouting and praising God. Hallelujah. Come on. Give the Lord a praise clap. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a praise. Woo! Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.